News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Special Advocate for Survivors of Institutional Abuse, Patricia Carey, has expressed deep disappointment after just 2 out of 8 religious bodies offered financial contributions towards the cost of the Mother and Baby Institutions Payment Scheme. She's on the line. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning, Jonathan.
What's your reaction to, I suppose, 6 of them not contributing?
I think it's absolutely reprehensible that in some instances they wouldn't even engage with the government-appointed negotiator, Sheila Noonan. I think it's an indictment of their moral and ethical duties. And I'm actually reading from one of the pieces of correspondence where they say, we have no liability, no moral, no ethical or legal liability exists. And I just think that this is a further failure by religious orders and church bodies to stand up and be counted for the harm that they inflicted on many thousands of women and children.
Can I ask you honestly, though, are you surprised?
Well, you always have hope in these situations. And given that these are so-called religious organisations and purport to have a relationship with a higher being, you would have thought that they would have reflected on that and reflected on the harm they inflicted. But to be quite honest, I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed, and I've spoken to many people yesterday who are angry, who are further distressed, who talked about the experiences they had at the hands of members of those religious organisations and church bodies. And they're just, you know, again, re-traumatised.
One of the offers, Sisters of St. John of God, offering a conditional donation of €75,000 to be used as a charitable donation towards a charitable purpose associated with mother and baby home survivors. What do you make of that? I mean, is anything better than nothing?
No, it's not. And I think, you know, again, just reading from that correspondence, one of the sisters involved said that a contribution from this congregation for the payment scheme would be a betrayal of the sisters who worked under the challenging conditions. They clearly haven't reflected on the people who were incarcerated in these institutions. I think it's a derisory amount. 75,000 amounts to a payment of 5 redress payments for those people under the current payment scheme. We know that many thousands of people are currently excluded from it. And not only were they offering that derisory amount, they were putting conditions on it. So yet again, the religious were gatekeeping and controlling what happened, which is what they did from 1922 to 1998 in the mother and baby and county home institutions.
There is a lot of wealth in the church. We know that. There's a lot of land. There's a lot of property. There's a huge amount of money that could be put aside for this. The Taoiseach has said the Attorney General is examining options. Kian O'Callaghan of the Social Democrats is asking why orders aren't made to have assets seized. Do you think that the state could and should do more here?
I do, and I'm very pleased with the Taoiseach's and the Minister's announcement that they are consulting with the Attorney General. We know from the part of the work of Sheila Noonan that Ernst & Young calculated the current assets, and this is up to date, are $1.3 billion. So we have church bodies with $1.3 billion in assets who not only are refusing to engage in this process, one congregation is giving a significant enough sum, but that relates to their management, administration and financial oversight of the Tuam County home. And I think everybody who lives in Ireland knows the current situation we're in Tuam with the excavation of babies' bodies that were buried in a septic tank. So that's barely reaches the trauma and the upset and the cost to the state and the cost to those families for that. So I think there is going to have to be further action taken and further legal interrogation of what can be done. We're not talking about people who are cash poor or property poor. We're talking about real assets of $1.3 billion.
Do you feel as if the religious orders are hoping to time this one out, because the number of mothers alive is obviously falling, and indeed we're probably getting to the point that many of the children born are starting to reach an age now where their life expectancy is limited. Are they hoping that this will just go away?
I think they are, but I think we've seen over the years that, you know, the state and other actors can force their hand and can push matters forward under the Residential Institutions Redress Board. There was a certain amount of redress given from church bodies. Unfortunately, there was an indemnity given at that time, and we know that not all of the money that was promised for that redress scheme was given. There is an element of it timing out, but there's also an element of justice, and there's an element of people taking responsibility. And not unlike Minister Foley yesterday, I would call on people not only to look at their bank balance, but to look at their, you know, their moral and ethical duty to these women and the children who spend time in these institutions.
Patricia Carey, Special Advocate for Survivors of Institutional Abuse, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.